is Senator Al Simpson. Panama's General Noriega is a ruthless, corrupt, and power-mad dictator. Will Ted Kennedy work with Ronald Reagan on this one? We'll face off after this. Ted, the administration deserves our full support for their efforts to boot out this big lug, Manuel Noriega. Ronald Reagan has sent the word, strongly and directly to Noriega, get out of politics. The clock is ticking down, Ted. Elections are scheduled in Panama next year. And just a bit further down the road, we will turn over our control of the Panama Canal to that government. It is a very real and frightening possibility that we could be turning the canal over to a band of morally bankrupt henchmen. We can't risk a repeat of the tragic situation in Haiti, Ted. It won't work in Panama if we don't begin a united effort right now. Don't let your ingrained partisan reflexes keep you out of this fray, Ted. It's too important.
Al, you're way behind the curve on this one. You should pay more attention in the Senate. As long ago as last June, I was an original sponsor of a resolution calling for General Noriega to step down. It passed the Senate 93-2. Even Jesse Helms is ahead of you on Panama, Al. He and I actually joined forces and introduced the Democracy in Panama Act. It calls for a cutoff of U.S. military aid and economic assistance until General Noriega and his corrupt henchmen leave office. There's more, Al. In November, at my request, the Senate sent a bipartisan delegation to Panama to investigate the situation and report back to Congress. They reached the same conclusion. Noriega must go. That sort of congressional cooperation got President Reagan's attention, Al. Now the administration is working with us to persuade Noriega to bow out. It's nice to have you aboard, too, Al. But what took you so long? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.